This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand with an update on the fighting in the Middle East. Today, the Israeli Air Force carried out new strikes in southern Lebanon. Israel says it launched the attacks near the village of Taibeh to protect Israeli ground forces in the area. A second airstrike that Israel said was meant for a Hezbollah official accidentally killed a Lebanese soldier near Tyre. Today's attacks come despite Israel's announcement yesterday that it would halt air raids for 48 hours after a bombing killed dozens of civilians, many of them children.
After that bombing, the UN Security Council passed a declaration expressing, quote, extreme shock and distress. The council is meeting again today on this crisis. President Bush says he wants the UN to establish a, quote, long-lasting peace, one that he calls sustainable. So far, the Bush administration has resisted international pressure to call for an immediate ceasefire.
In a speech in Miami this morning, the president made clear that he sees regional powers beyond Lebanon and Israel as key.
Iran must end its financial support and supply of weapons to terrorist groups like Hezbollah. Syria must end its support for terror and respect the sovereignty of Lebanon.
In the 3 weeks of fighting, Lebanon's health ministry confirms 519 deaths in Lebanon. 51 Israelis have died, most of them soldiers.